إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for allowing us together with our brothers here at Masjid al-Tawheed wa Sunnah in Durham, North Carolina. In this weekend lecture series on a topic of extreme importance, Tazkiyatun Nafs, the purification of the soul. وَهَذِهِ الْمُحَادَرَ الْأُولَى. And this is the first part of this lecture series, insha'Allah ta'ala. And this is a talk, actually a lecture that was given by one of our mashayikh, whom we love and we respect, and we follow their advices and the like. May Allah reward them all for their efforts. May Allah have mercy on the soul of those who died amongst them, and protect, preserve, and increase in knowledge, piety, those who are still alive amongst our noble scholars. And this is a talk by our beloved Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Razzaq, the son of our beloved Shaykh, Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith, Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad Al-Badr, Hafidhahum Allah. قال فموضوع الحديث الذي نسأل الله عز وجل أن يعمه بالبركة والخير عن تزكية النفوس. He says this, the topic and the subject matter of these talks and these meetings, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them a blessed ones and they be a source of benefit for all of us, is about tazkiyatun nafs, the purification of the soul. وهي عبارة عن قواعد, قواعد في تزكية النفس. And the Shaykh will bring principles pertaining to the purification of the soul. قال فهذا الموضوع موضوع جليل القدر عظيم الفائدة كبير الأهمية. He says this topic here, we're talking about the purification of the soul. It is a topic of a noble one, is a noble topic. Have a great benefit. Of extreme importance, is a noble matter, is a noble subject matter. It present great benefit of a great importance. تمس الحاجة جدا إلى مذاكرته والعناية به. We're in dire need to remind one another about this matter, tazkiyatun nafs, the purification of the soul. And we should give it a great importance to study this matter. Alhamdulillah, what we're going to do in this weekend, throughout this weekend, inshallah ta'ala, to put you on the right track, inshallah ta'ala. But we will continue, inshallah ta'ala, to get materials from the ulama, because our noble scholars, they have touched on this subject. On this matter, there are books. We have, alhamdulillah, material pertaining to this very important issue. قال والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. And the Shaykh, he brought the ayat 1 through 10 from Surat Ash-Shams, chapter 91. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I will read to you from the noble Quran the meaning of what Allah says in English: by the sun and its brightness, by the moon as it follows it, meaning follow the sun, by the day as it shows up, meaning the sun's brightness, it shows the sun's brightness, by the night as it conceals the sun, by the heaven and him who built it, by the earth and him who spread it, by the nafs, Adam, or a person or a soul, and him who perfected that soul in proportion. Then he showed him what is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that person what is wrong for him and what is right for him. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self, his soul, i.e. obeys and performs all that Allah orders by following the true faith of Islamic monotheism and by obeying or by doing righteous deeds. And indeed he fails who corrupts his own self and his soul, i.e. disobeys what Allah has ordered by rejecting the true faith of Islamic monotheism or by following polytheism or by doing every kind of evil wicked deeds. So قال الشيخ تأمل رعاك الله هذا القسم بهذه الآيات العظيمة والمخلوقات الكبار الدالة على عظمة الله جل وعلا. He says, while reading or listening, reflect, may Allah preserve you. And this is dua, the ulama of Ahl Sunnah, they make dua. You find in their books, they make dua for the one who's reading, like Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala, you find this repeated in many of his books. I'lam rahimakallahu kada wa kada. So the Shaykh, he says, you should reflect and ponder, may Allah preserve you and protect you. Reflect upon the qasam, how Allah swears by these mighty creatures, that every single one of them tells us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the Creator. يُقْسِمُ بِهَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي أَمْرٍ جَلَلٍ وَعَظِيمٍ لِلْغَايَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by these mighty creatures about a matter, a noble matter of extreme importance. يُقْسِمُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى بِهَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ على أن من زكى نفسه أفلح ومن دساها خاب وخسر. Allah swears by these mighty creatures, Shams, Qamar, the moon, the night and the like, that whoever purify his soul and his own self, he is the one who is successful. The one who purifies his soul so that it becomes pure, righteous, honest, upright, it is indeed the one who is successful. He has succeeded. And as for the one who corrupts his own soul and his own self, such a person is amongst the losers, وَلِعَذِ بِاللَّهِ, has lost. قال ولهذا كان حقيقا بكل عاقل أن يعمل جاهدا في حياته على تزكية نفسه والبعد عن تدسيتها. He says, for this, just from these verses, and there is other ayats, just from this, it is incumbent upon a person, anyone who has sound intellect, someone who wants good for himself, to be diligent, strive hard, to work even harder in his life or in her life to purify themselves and their souls, so that that soul become pure, righteous, honest, upright, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that such person also should stay away from any means that may lead himself and his soul to be corrupted. وَمَاذَا يَعْنِي تَدْسِيَةُ النَّفْسِ قَالَ يَعْنِي طَمْرُهَا بِالرَّذَائِلِ وَغَمْرُهَا بِالْحَقَارَاتِ بِحَيْثُ تَكُونُ نَفْسًا دَنِيئَةً نَفْسًا رَدِيئَةً نَفْسًا وَضِيعَةً نَفْسًا مُنْحَطَّةً. Allah says, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. He says, the Shaykh says, how a person really corrupt his own soul, his own self and his soul, by indulging in all low, base, vile, mean, despicable characteristics. That's how a person corrupts his own soul. So that through these low, vile, base, despicable things that a person may be doing, make himself dani'ah, filled with faults and defects, be filled with defects and faults. تَصْبِحُ نَفْسًا رَدِيئًا. He become a bad soul, an evil soul, low-graded, low-level soul. نَفْسًا وَضِيعًا, become worthless. The soul become worthless, degraded, and yet deteriorated. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ نَفْسُهُ كَذَلِكَ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ عِيَادٌ بِاللَّهِ. The Shaykh says, if a person, if anyone's soul is like as such, he is a person who is amongst the losers of عِيَادٌ بِاللَّهِ. خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. وَمَنْ زَكَّى نَفْسَهُ, the Shaykh says, and we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being such people. وَمَنْ زَكَّى نَفْسَهُ عمل على السمو بها ورفعتها وعلوها وشرفها فإنه مفلح. But as for the one who is always mindful of this matter, work hard and diligent to purify himself, taking his soul to places and saying things, and allow his soul to graze in the places that bring it up and it's up its nobility, so that's the person who is muflih. Such a person is successful. قال الله تعالى قد أفلح من زكاها يعني تحقق فلاحه. Allah says قد أفلح من زكاها يعني من زكى نفسه. And he says, no doubt he's successful. The one who purified his soul, this is a person who is successful. والفلاح ما هو الفلاح. What is success here? This word, this term فلاح, because we heard it in the adhan. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. Come to the prayers, as in the adhan, the iqama. Come to the prayer, come to success. What is فلاح? And Allah says مفلحون in different places in the Quran. المفلحون. Here he says, قد أفلح. ما هو الفلاح؟ قال الفلاح أجمع كلمة قيلت في حيازة الخير في الدنيا والآخرة. He says, الفلاح is the term that is more comprehensive in containing and including all good in this life and hereafter. That's فلاح. فَمَنْ زَكَّى نَفْسَهُ حَازَ الْخَيْرَ فِي دُنْيَاهُ وَأُخْرَاهُ. So now, the application of this definition, so whoever purifies his soul has achieved all good in this life and in the hereafter. In this life, that person, he will be righteous, upright, obedient to Allah. And that person, when he speaks righteousness. His actions, righteousness, his moves. Because of the soul, because of the condition of the soul. It's not just the way a person look. A person may look righteous, humble, until you engage in a conversation, and then you really know who that person is when they start talking and cursing. And why? Because of the condition of the soul. As Abu Uwais rahimahullah ta'ala used to say this example, he says, every container gives what it contains. I heard him say it a couple of times. Every container gives what it contains. You have a container of olive oil, you ain't going to pour no milk from it. Likewise, if someone's soul is corrupt, doesn't matter, he put on a nice show, but still, time of the truth, reality, that person is going to be talking from his inside. قال فتزكية النفس أمر جلل وعظيم للغاية وينبغي على كل مسلم أن يعنى به عناية دقيقة وأن يهتم به اهتماما بالغا. It says purifying the soul, purifying your own self, is a very noble matter of extreme importance. So therefore it is incumbent upon us to give it the care it needs. And to go through details in learning this subject matter, not just to brush it on top. Now you gotta go into details and learn more about it. Because of its extreme importance on our souls, in our actions, in our statements. قال والحديث حول هذا الموضوع يطول لكنني سأتحدث عن بعض القواعد والأصول المهمة في باب تزكية النفس. في باب تزكية النفس. The Sheikh says, of course this matter and this subject is very long, is vast. To talk about it in every details and all of the aspects of تزكية النفس, the purification of the soul. The Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, it's a very long and lengthy matter. But rather he says, he chose to speak and highlight on بعض القواعد, some of the principles, fundamentals and principles, the important principles pertaining to the purification of the soul. He's going to elaborate on some of the very important fundamental principles pertaining to the purification of the soul. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله وأحسب أنها إن شاء الله تعين العبد على السداد والقوام وحسن السير في هذا الباب المبارك باب تزكية النفس. الشيخ السادس نيهو. And he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these principles will be of a benefit so that a servant of Allah, his worship be sound, his actions will be righteous, and that the person will continue to be on the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. القاعدة الأولى. Now the first principle. From these principles that will help us to understand how important this matter is, تزكيه النفس, the purification of the soul. The first of these principles, أن زكاة النفس بيد الله تعالى عز وجل والله عز وجل هو الذي يزكي من يشاء. The first of these principles that you should always keep in mind, that the purification of the soul is in Allah's hands. He alone purify whom He will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important. The first principle, that zakatun nafs biyadillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuzakki man yasha. That the purification of the soul is in Allah's hands. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who purify whom He wills. فَالْأَمْرُ بِيَدِهِ فَالْأَمْرُ لِلَّهِ وَبِيَدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا مُتَزَكِّي مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا مَنْ زَكَّاهُ اللَّهِ Shaykh Abdul Razzaq Al-Abbad Hafidhahullah says, the matter is with Allah and in Allah's hands. No one can be purified, upright, unless from all of the people, unless if Allah purified them. And he mentioned, the Shaykh, he began to mention some of the ayats. For instance, he began by mentioning the ayah 49 in Surah An-Nisa. قال الله تعالى أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُزَكُّونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Have you not seen those who claim sanctity for themselves? Nay, but Allah sanctifies whom He wills. And they will not be dealt with injustice, even equal to the extent of a skellish thread in the long slit of a date stone. وقال تعالى كما في سورة النور in verse 21 قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم. O you who believe, this is the ayah 21 in the chapter 24, Surah An-Nur. O you who believe, follow not the footsteps of Shaitan, Satan. And whosoever follows the footsteps of the shaitan, then verily, shaitan commands al-fahsha, to commit indecency, illegal sexual intercourse, etc. And al-munkar, such as disbelief and polytheism. The munkar, such as to act and do evil and wicked deeds, and to speak or to do what is forbidden in Islam, all is part of munkar. Allah said, and had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, not one of you would ever have been pure from sins. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. But Allah purifies whom He wills. But Allah purifies whom He wills. And Allah is all-hearer, all-knower. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الحجرات in the verses 7 and 8 قال الله سبحانه وتعالى واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون فضلا من الله ونعمه والله عليم حكيم. And know that among you there is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. If he were to obey you, i.e. follow your opinions and desires, in much of the matter, you will surely be in trouble. But Allah has endeared the faith to you and has beautified it in your hearts, and has made disbelief, wickedness, and disobedience to Allah and His Messenger ﷺ hateful to you. Such are they who are the rightly guided. This is a grace from Allah and His favor, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Likewise in Surah Al-Hujurat, in the verse number 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَذَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They regard as favor to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they have embraced Islam. Say, count not your Islam as a favor to me. Nay, but Allah has conferred a favor upon you that He has guided you to faith. It is He, Allah, who guides. If you indeed are true. قال الشيخ حفظه الله والآيات في هذا المعنى كثيرة. He says, and many are the ayats. Many are the proofs, the verses as related to this topic. قال فهذا أصل عظيم في هذا الباب. He said, this is a principle, a very important principle. وهو أن تزكية النفس وزكاءها بيد الله. That the purification of the soul is in Allah's hand. Is in Allah's hand. Is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إذن فمن أراد لنفسه أن تزكو وأن تثبت وأن تستقيم على الزكاة فعليه باللجوء إلى الله وطلب ذلك من الله وحسن الإقبال على الله جل وعلا لأن الأمر بيد الله عز وجل. So therefore, if someone wants for his soul to be purified, if someone wants to be firm upon the deen of Allah, if someone wants to be upright upon this purification, there is one thing that person should do, whether it be he or she. Person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. Ask this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is with Allah alone, so ask it from Him alone. And that's as you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being obedient to Him. Since this matter of the purification of the soul, the uprightness of the soul, the righteousness, it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله وهذا ينقلنا إلى الأصل الثاني في هذا الباب العظيم. And this point take us actually to the second principle. From the principles of that will help us to purify our souls and to understand clearly and thoroughly this matter. وهو أهمية الدعاء وعظيم مكانته في هذا الباب العظيم وفي كل باب. The second principle is the importance of invocation, supplication and making dua. And you should know that dua have a great place in this chapter. We're talking about the purification of the soul and in all other matters. Dua, making dua. والدعاء كما قال أهل العلم مفتاح كل خير. He says, and dua, as the people of knowledge, they said, it is the key to all good. Dua should increase from dua. Ikhwan, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the best of mankind. Subhanallah, how many dua he is to me. Dua almost for every single move we make. Dua in the house. Just in the house. If you try to enumerate the dua that you do while you're in your house, before you go to sleep, while you're sleeping, if you wake up, if you turn, even if you turn, yeah, you change your position, and you make a dua. You get up before you go to the bathroom, before you make wudu, before you make salat, while you're making the salat, Allahu Akbar. Before you eat, while you finish eating, if you forget, before even enjoying your wife and the like, you may, this is dua. If somebody is sick, this is dua. This is dua for market, dua for riding, dua for traveling. Even if you travel and go to another city, this is a dua that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the good of that city and the good of its people and what's in it. And you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of that city that you have just arrived and the evil of its people and the like. Means dua, ya khwan. فالدعاء مهم وهو مفتاح كل خير. It is very important to make dua. It is the key to all good. قال بعض السلف, and then he says some of the salaf, they said, تأملت الخير فإذا أبواب كثيرة. One of the salaf, he says, when he contemplate upon this matter of good, and what is consist good, he says, he find it, that is, the good is consist of many, 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 many doors and many chapters. As-salatu khair. Naam, salat is good. That's a venue of good, salat. As-siyamu khair. Fasting is khair. As-sadaqa khair. Giving charity is khair. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ خَيْرٌ. To be dutiful to your parents. And keep in mind, the ulama, this is even if your parents are non-Muslims. To be nice to them and kind them as parents. Yes, you hate the disbelief and shirk that they are upon, but you still have to be kind to them and gentle to them and help them to the best of your ability. That's خير. قال هذا العالم الجليل وعلمت أن ذلك كله بيد الله. He says, and I know that all of this good is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's with Allah. He's in Allah's hand. ماذا يعني هذا؟ أي لا يمكن أن تصلي إلا إذا أعانك الله. You're not going to be able to perform the prayer unless if Allah assists you and make it easy for you. ولا أن تصوم إلا إذا أعانك الله. You fast Ramadan and Monday, Thursday, 3 days a month, and it's easy for you and you love to do it because Allah wants that for you. Allah assisted you and helped you to do that. وَلَا أَن تَبَرَّ وَالِدَيْكَ إِلَّا إِذَا عَانَكَ اللَّهِ. And you cannot, by no means, you cannot just go ahead and... There is no means, by no means, that you're just gonna be nice and kind to your parents. Unless if Allah aided you and helped you. Unless if Allah aided you and helped you. وَكَانَ الصَّحَابَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ يَقُولُونَ. It says the Sahaba, رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ, they used to say, وَاللَّهِ لَوْلَى اللَّهُ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا صُمْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا. These are the Sahaba, the best of the Ummah, and they used to say, by Allah, has it not been for Allah's ni'mah and grace, we won't be guided. We won't be guided. And we won't be fasting nor praying. Has it not been for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ كل ذلكم بيد الله. He says, yes, all of this. The things of good are mentioned here. All of the good is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول هذا العالم الجليل, and this noble scholar from the Salaf says, فأيقنت أن الدعاء مفتاح كل خير. He says, I was sure then, this dua, invocation, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the key to all good. Since these are things in Allah's hand, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, you're asking the most generous. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فكل خير ترجوه لنفسك, يقول الشيخ حفظه الله, فكل خير ترجوه لنفسك وتريده من خيرات الدنيا والآخرة من الخيرات الدينية والدنيوية فاطلبه من الله والجأ إلى الله في نيله وتحصيله. So therefore, any type of good that you want for yourself. Because we're human, we want good. Nobody hope for trouble and hardship. Everybody wants his life to be serene, tranquil, peaceful. People want prosperity, increase in livelihood, in health. They want to be righteous and the like. Any good that you hope for yourself and that you want it, whether from the good things in this life or the good things in the hereafter, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will you get that? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All good. Those good things in this life and the good things in the hereafter, they're all in Allah's hand subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you ask those things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by turning your heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you go, for example, we give an example. You want to get married. Now, you follow the means. You follow the means, but you depend on the Lord of the means. You don't depend on the means. And you tie your hearts on them and you say, that's it, I gotta get it. No, it's Allah, He's the one who gives. Now you're gonna follow the means, alhamdulillah, the proper channels and the proper means. If you get it because Allah, it's not because of your means or your skills. This is the purity of Tawheed. Likewise, you go apply for a job now. You do what you gotta do, alhamdulillah. If you get the job, you thank Allah. If you don't get the job, you still thank Allah. And I suppose you already made a salat istikhara before even you go to the interview, right? They say you got the job, what do you say? Alhamdulillah. They may even ask you, say, what's that? No, I just praised Allah. What that mean? Because before I came to you, I prayed and I make istikhara and I ask Allah if this is good for me and this. And you tell them, you never know, that may be da'wah for those people. And they may ask you, maybe a kafir, manager or supervisor says, so you mean like you were coming here that not counting on me to give you this job? He says, no. Because you, if Allah didn't want that job, you'd be fired. And you know, ask him, you never been fired before? He was like, before. Many times. See, that's what I'm talking about. You don't give me the job. Allah give me the job. And even if you tell me right now, man, you have no job, I'm still going to thank you and say, alhamdulillah. I'm going to go my way. They may say, listen, well, wait a minute. We need people like you. With this mentality, with this attitude, now we need people like you, man. And it may open the door for the da'wah. Not like somebody who counts on somebody. Are you going to get me there? Yeah, yeah. Make sure, right? Yeah. I said, you're in. And then when he go for the interview and they reject him, now he don't want to talk to the brother in the masjid. May you let me down, Akhi. No, he let you down. Check your tawheed. Allah gives. Human beings don't give anything, man. They just assist. If Allah wants something for you, you're going to get it through them. But if Allah didn't want it, you will never get it. One of the Salaf, share this with you. One of the Salaf, a righteous person, abstinent from this dunya. But a man came to him and asked him for some help, some money, because he's going through some hardship. But that righteous man, he didn't have it. He said to him, give me a day. Come back in the end of the day. He went to a merchant, somebody who has money. And he said to him, listen, I'm about to ask you something. But I already asked Allah before I come and ask you. Okay? So if you assist me in this, because Allah allowed this transaction to happen, and it's good for you. But if you don't, if he says, no, I can't do it, it's only because Allah didn't allow it to happen, and we're still brothers in this deen of Islam. Tawheed, ya akhwan. You don't go and think like because that manager is the one who's giving you the job. No, the manager is going to sign the paper. Oh yeah, he's okay or he's not okay. But who give you the job? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives. And Allah takes away from whom He will. وَلِهَذَا جَاءَ فِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمْ مِنْ دُعَائِهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The Shaykh says, and for this reason, you will find in Sahih Muslim, from the adhiya, from the invocation and the supplication that the Prophet ﷺ used to say? This one. Allahumma aslih li deeni alladhi huwa ismatu amri, wa aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi, wa aslih li akhirati allati fiha ma'adi, waj'al al-hayata ziyadatan li fi kulli khair, waj'al al-mauta rahatan li min kulli shar. This is a supplication that the Prophet ﷺ used to make, and is in Sahih Muslim. O Allah, rectify for me my religion. Look at the dua, ya akhwan. The Prophet ﷺ, the best of mankind, he said, O Allah, rectify for me my religion, which is a means of guarding my matters. Naam, because the religion guard you. Guard your soul. Guard yourself. Your limbs. The religion, if it's sound, it guards your family. Your property. O Allah, rectify for me my religion, which is a means of guarding my matters. And the world, which is a means of my livelihood. This dunya. And make good my hereafter, which is my returning. And make my life a means of abundance of good. And my death a means of comfort and peace, free of all evil. Beautiful dua. As long as you're in this life, you ask Allah to make that life you're living a means of achieving abundance of good. That's why you're here in this dunya. Not to achieve more properties and more. Even though having more properties, more money, more degrees is halal. It's not haram. As long as it is achieved through means that are halal and permissible. And as long as it doesn't take you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying that make my life a means of abundance of good. And my death a means of comfort and peace, free of all evil. ونحن نقول كذلك نتعلم هذا الدعاء وندعو به ونعلمه أبناءنا وأهلينا. Likewise, لنا في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أسوة حسنة. We have in the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم the best example. We learn this دعاء, we say it, we repeat it, we teach it to our wives, to our children. تأمل يقول الشيخ أصلح لي أصلح لي أصلح لي سبحان الله. He said, now pay attention. He said, perhaps you already paid attention in the wording of this hadith. O Allah, rectify. O Allah, rectify. O Allah, rectify. فلا يمكن أن تصلح دنياك ولا يمكن أن يصلح دينك ولا أن تصلح آخرتك إلا إذا أصلح الله لك. He says, as for your dunya, your livelihood, that's impossible for it to be right and to be straight the way you want it and your love for it to be without Allah's help. Likewise, your religion, that's impossible for you to be upright upon the religion, be righteous, unless if Allah assisted you on that. وَلَا أَخِرَتَكَ. Likewise, your hereafter. You dream of Jannah and Hur al-Ain and all this and that. But being there is only because of Allah who wants you there. فَصَلَاحُ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. For all your affairs, your soul, your body, your intellect, your children, your family, your religion, your livelihood, and your meeting with Allah in the hereafter, for all of this to be rectified and to be righteous, all of this is in Allah's hand. ولهذا جاء أيضا في دعاء الكرب اللهم رحمتك أرجو فلا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين وأصلح لي شأني كله لا إله إلا أنت. قال الشيخ فهذا أمر بيد الله. It says likewise in the supplication that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say in a moment of distress, The Prophet ﷺ, he used to say, O Allah, it is your mercy that I hope for. O Allah, it is your mercy that I hope for. So do not leave me in charge of my affairs. Do not leave me in charge of my affairs, even for a blink of an eye. Even if a blink of an eye. And rectify for me all of my affairs. And rectify for me all of my affairs. None has the right to be worshipped except you. Sheikh says, this matter is in Allah's hand. It's not in your hand or somebody's hand. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify your soul. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify your religion. Your wife if you married. Your children if you have children. Boys and girls. And your livelihood. Because you need it. وَكَذَلِكَ يَقُولُ الشَّيْخ فَفِي بَابِ التَّزْكِيَةِ صَحَّ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الدُّعَاءُ كَمَا فِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمِ من حديث زيد بن أرقم أنه عليه الصلاة والسلام قال في دعائه اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. He said, likewise in this chapter and this bab of a tazkiyah, purification of the soul, we have this hadith, this sound hadith in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu an, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his dua, his invocation, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha, O Allah, give my soul its good, its taqwa. وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. O Allah, give my soul its good. You are its guardian and master and the best to purify it. تعالوا نحفظ هذا الدعاء إن شاء الله. ما رأيكم? Let's memorize this دعاء. طيب? You ready? Say after me. اللهم آتي نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. Alright, there is three segments in here, okay? We're going to work on the first one. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Ati nafsi.
Ati nafsi.
Taqwaha.
Taqwaha.
Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Ati nafsi.
Ati nafsi.
Taqwaha.
Taqwaha.
Allahumma ati nafsi.
اللهم آت نفسي
تقواها
تقواها
اللهم آت نفسي 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 تقواها
وزكها
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 أنت
أنت
خير من زكاها
خير من زكاها
وزكها
وزكها
أنت خير
أنت خير
من زكاها
من زكاها
وزكها
وزكها
يعني and purify it. وزكها
وزكها
أنت خير
أنت خير
من زكاها
من زكاها
وزكها أنت خير
وزكها أنت خير
من زكاها
من زكاها
وزكها أنت خير
وزكها أنت خير
من زكاها
من زكاها
وزكها أنت خير من زكاها
وزكها أنت خير من زكاها.
Last one. أنت وليها
أنت وليها
ومولاها
ومولاها
أنت وليها
أنت وليها
ومولاها
ومولاها
أنت وليها
أنت وليها
أنت ووليها
أنت وليها
ومولاها
ومولاها
اللهم آت نفسي تقواها
اللهم آت نفسي
وزكها أنت خير من زكاها
وزكها أنت خير من زكاها
أنت وليها ومولاها
أنت وليها ومولاها.
طيب جزاكم الله خير. قال فسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى تزكية النفس آتي نفسي تقواها. Here is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of mankind, asking Allah to purify his soul, his nafs. قال إذن فالنفس لا تؤتى التقوى ولا تؤتى الزكاة إلا إذا آتاها الله سبحانه وتعالى ذلك ومن عليها جل وعلا به فهو أمر بيده سبحانه وتعالى. So therefore the soul cannot achieve taqwa, cannot be purified unless if Allah grant that to that soul. May Allah grant us taqwa, ameen, and purification. Is the Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, Hafidhahullah, he says the soul cannot achieve the taqwa and cannot be purified unless if Allah grant that to it. Unless Allah has conferred this bounty upon it. Because this is a matter that is with Allah, in Allah's hand. قال ولهذا فقر العبد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى فقر ذاتي من كل وجه كما أن غنى الله سبحانه وتعالى عن عباده غنى ذاتي من كل وجه. And for this reason you find that you are weak. As a servants of Allah, we are in dire need for Allah سبحانه وتعالى help and assistance. We cannot do it without Allah's help and assistance. Likewise, we understand from that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all needs. He is not in need for us to help or assist Allah in any way. See, we human beings, we help each other in some things, but we need help in others. But when it comes to this matter, we are in dire need for Allah's help and assistance. In every move we make, in every matter from our matters, in every subject, whether from those that are related to the matters of this life or the matters yet of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fatir, in Surah Fatir, the verses 15 to 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Khalil, try to fix this white, inshallah. This page, inshallah, here, so you don't lose it. No. We see if it's still the same page. Where is the page? Aina, see? Jazakallah khair. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah. O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah. But Allah is rich, free of all needs, worthy of all praise. Worthy of all praise. If He will, He could destroy you and bring about a new creation. And that is not hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not hard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال جل وعلا في الحديث القدسي, and also in the hadith القدسي, it is from the hadith of the 40 hadith Imam al-Nawawi. قال الله تعالى يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديت فاستهدوني أهديكم. أن بدايته يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم. يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم. يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم. يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني. This is the hadith that is in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this is the hadith al-Qudsi. And the hadith al-Qudsi is a statement of Allah but is narrated to us through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's different than the Qur'an. It's not considered the Qur'an. So in that portion of the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because the hadith does not begin like this, it began by, Allah says, Ya ibadi inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi. O my servant, I have made dhulm forbidden upon myself. And then Allah says, O my servants, all of you are astray except for those I have guided. So seek guidance of me, and I shall guide you, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed. So seek food of me or from me, and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing from me, and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I shall forgive you. اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتقصيرنا يا رب العالمين. O my servants, you will not attain harm in me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefit in me so as to benefit me. قال الشيخ فالأمر بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى, the matter is with Allah, in Allah's hand. والعبد بحاجة شديدة إلى دعاء مستمر وإلحاح على الله سبحانه وتعالى وحسن إقبال على الله عز وجل. A servant is in dire need to not only to make a dua but constantly. Don't make a dua once and forget and say, "Wow, I didn't get it." Constantly make dua. The Prophet has been the best of mankind. He constantly make the dua. وحسن إقبال على الله. While you're making dua, you think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you be righteous. راجيا طامعا راغبا مقبلا. Hope, you hope. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the matter is in His hand, not someone else's hand. والله عز وجل لا يخيب عبدا دعاه ولا يرد مؤمنا ناجاه. The Shaykh says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never turn down His servant who invoke Him. Allah never turned down a believer who supplicate and invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى كما في سورة البقرة وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. Verse 186 in سورة البقرة. I will read to you the translation of this verse from the Noble Quran. And when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me without any mediator or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright and be upon the right path. قال عمر رضي الله عنه إني لا أحمل هم الإجابة ولكن أحمل هم الدعاء. عمر, then the Shaykh mentioned a statement of عمر رضي الله عنه who says, I'm not concerned with the answering, whether Allah answer my supplication, but my concern is whether I'm going to make the dua. Allahu Akbar. He said, I'm not concerned with the whether my invocation to be answered, but rather my concern, am I going to make that step? Am I going to make that dua? Allahu Akbar. Make that move, that step, and make the dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our souls.
Amen.
And to make us from those people who are purified in this life and amongst the muflihun, among the winners and the successful in the hereafter. We stop here inshaAllah ta'ala tonight. We will continue inshaAllah ta'ala tomorrow same time in this topic matter. That the next principle, just to give you a preview, the next principle is about the Qur'an. The Qur'an is the purification of the soul. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity. And likewise then, we thank our beloved Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. May Allah reward him and increase him in knowledge and protect him. And may Allah protect him and his family members. Jazakumullah khairan ala husni insatikum. May Allah reward you for your attention. Jazakumullah khairan wa barakallahu fikum. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.